Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Everybody, welcome to BIB Radio. I'm your host, Cece, and I believe I have my co-host on the line, Brother Robert. Oh, Brother Robert must be muted. Scotty, I know you're back there.
Oh, I'm on the line. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Good evening. How are you, Cece?
I am good, trying to figure out these technical difficulties that we are having right now with the computer, but all is well. So today is the 27th of October. This will be the last Thursday of the month, of course. And it's been quite an interesting month. So while we're getting our stuff together, Robert, why don't you give us like a little recap of what's been going on with you entrepreneurially?
Woo! Boy, you have to almost straddle down and straddle yourself down and pull back on the ropes to ride this one, because it's been a very educational couple of weeks in business. We were talking about, I think the last time we discussed having issues with the laundry detergent business, and it was kind of up in the air. But, you know, I learned something that I'm always open for getting a better understanding, and that's the power of God, you know, because mathematically, I knew I did everything that I could do with this manufacturer to get their business. And
Before you go into all that, and I know we have our guests somewhere waiting, Kim, just be patient with us. But Robert, before you do that, why don't you just kind of give those who don't know what has been going on kind of a recap of what actually happened, because you're talking about the manufacturer. What actually happened there?
Well, we actually ran into a snag. One of the guys that I had been loyal to buying my detergent from became unloyal to me, started selling the detergent to someone else in the marketplace, and when I brought it to his attention that he should direct that person in my direction and buy a wholesale from me, the guy told me that he's not going to do that because he needed that money. Well, at that point, my loyalty changed. And little did he know I had already been doing business with the manufacturer drop shipping pallets of detergent to other parts of the country. So I immediately, me and you both immediately got in the van and drove up to Chicago and met with our manufacturer, and the business deal was on. With no, I didn't give this guy no heads up, but however, he knew that I was traveling, and so he called the manufacturer and put a snag into my program by dropping my name and saying that I was one of his customers. So they got in touch with me, told me that they could not sell to me, and, you know, we came up with a lot of creative ways of trying to get this product, and did get the product. We put other people in business. Part of the game plan was to actually put people that were within a 300-mile radius of that location, give them the direct contact, and then we would be able to go through them to get our detergent until we found another way to work this out. And that had ran into I ran into so many issues dealing with people on that level, because people that are not in business or have not been in business for a long period of time are afraid of the unknown, and they thought that this was some kind of illegal act. They would probably get in trouble, go to jail or whatever. And it was just too much to deal with. And I just happened to listen to the Holy Day of Atonement address by Minister Farrakhan on the 17th of October. He did it the 16th. And before he got into the lecture, he made a statement that just resonated with me real strong. He said that, for any entrepreneur, if you don't produce your product, your life, your livelihood can be snatched from up under you in an instant. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, because literally, you know, CC, that was our reality at that moment.
Right, right, right.
So,
and yeah, that's right. And you know what? That message kept coming over and over again, because, you know, I just heard that message yesterday from a brother on YouTube. His name is Lord. I can't think of his name right now. I'll dig it out and we'll share it on BIB Radio. But yeah, that message, it keeps coming through. So basically, you learn from that point that you need to do what? Like, what do you think you need to do?
Well, we definitely had already initiated dealing with a chemist who is supposed to be in the process of manufacturing our product. But nevertheless, in pursuit of getting some resolve, we contacted an attorney in Illinois, a business attorney, and this was after, like I say, after I heard that message by Mr. Farrakhan. So my mind was heavy. I had to calm myself and kind of meditate. And once I talked to that attorney, he said something to me, and I decided I was going to do that. He said, "Why don't you just call them? Because to deal with me, I mean, I can do it, but it's going to take around 4 hours. It's $300 an hour. It's going to be about $1,200. So if you call them and you can't get nothing done, then call me." So I got off the phone with him, and I called them and left her a message to call me. Now, prior to that, she had not been answering your calls and definitely hadn't been answering my calls.
Right.
But all of a sudden, she called me back, and I was shocked. And she said, "Well, look, I'm busy. I'm going to call you back in so many hours." I said, "Okay, fine." And so she never got back with me. Well, the next day, that evening, we rented a van, and I said, "Well, I'm just going to have to go to Chicago, and she's going to have to tell me to my face that we can't do any business." So I drove up there the next morning, got there around 10 o'clock, went right in. She immediately recognized me, said, "Hey, Robert, how's it going?" I said, "Fine. Look, I haven't talked to the owner, but I'm supposed to meet with him around 2:30, 3 o'clock. Normally, I'm out of Chicago by 2 o'clock, at the very latest 3. I want to be back here in St. Louis, want to beat the, you know, the traffic or whatever." So I hung around just a little longer. I went to another manufacturing company. I was in their office for about an hour and a half. I was a little hesitant. I didn't really like the product. I thought about my customer base. I was like, man, I don't want to switch over to a new product, and I've never used it. And then I was thinking, how am I going to tell the customer about this product? I don't have time to go and really test it all out. So how is this going to work? So that created a real huge obstacle in front of me. And at the same time, I was hoping that I would get this call. So at the last moment, I'd already placed an order, one pallet of detergent with this guy. I placed that order with him, very hesitantly, though, and we walked to the counter, and he went and he sent the order out to go have him, you know, put the order together. And at that moment, I know it was the voice of God. He said, go check your phone. So I said, I'll be right back. I went out to the van, checked the phone. I saw I had a third text because all day long I only had two texts. So when I hit the text, sure enough, it was the company. The lady said, call me immediately. I called her, and she said, Robert, we want to do business with you. And the reason why, I believe the reason why, you know, that came through, first of all, the faith factor. The faith factor, you know, I stayed as faithful as I could. I knew that I hadn't done anything to this company. I hadn't violated any type of, you know, loyalty or any none of those type of things. What I knew was I was up against a giant. This man, a man that spends over $40,000-$50,000, but his personality is not all that pleasant. And I knew that I had a much pleasant person, much more pleasant personality, and I was dedicated to getting this thing done. However, they approved the whole thing. We got the deal. You know, I was so relieved. I had to stay over in Chicago for an extra night. And not only did we get the deal, you know, they expressed to me that they want to manufacture the product. One of the products that I'm looking at manufacturing, and so, you know, that they wouldn't mind signing a no-compete clause and all that kind of stuff. So it was a stress reliever. Then the flip side, now the war goes on. Here comes the war now. Week into after that is done, now we get some competition, a quote-unquote competition. Really, there's none, but we get price competition, put it like that. And there's someone that's at the marketplace, now they want to undercut my prices. But this is the reach of the guy that's in Illinois that's upset about me getting this deal. He thought that his money would secure me not being able to buy direct from the manufacturer, and he was dead wrong. So now here goes the price war. But like I said today to a vendor, it's hard for when you buy wholesale, and this is why I teach about going to trade shows. It's hard for a guy that buys wholesale from a middleman to try to fight with me about prices when I'm buying it direct from the manufacturer. And when you go to the trade shows, mainly most of the time you're dealing direct with the manufacturer. So your price difference is anywhere from 25 up to 50% a difference. That's a savings, and that savings, that price difference is right now a weapon that I can use in business. Now I have to pull that weapon out. So for the whole month of November, we're going to offer the customer, because November, we've been in business 1 year, so it really is our customer appreciation month. We're doing a 5-gallon bucket of laundry detergent with a pump. These two things are sold separately. The pumps are $5, and the detergent is normally $30, so you're going to spend $35 on a 5-gallon bucket. Well, this month, we're doing that deal for $25, and it's not going to hurt my bottom line. But these are some of the things that just these last few weeks, you know, if it hadn't been for the actual experience of going to the trade show, I wouldn't have been thinking about dealing with a manufacturer. I would have been okay with dealing with that wholesaler. So that's the benefit from having trade show knowledge. It puts you on another level. And street knowledge, because when we was out in the streets doing whatever dirt we did in the streets with drugs or whatever, we always said we wanted a direct connect and not a middleman. And those who that have been in the streets know what I'm talking about. So that information has definitely paid off for me. So now the war aspect of business. Business is war. So now we got to fight with these people with pricing. And the thing that really blows me away is white folks really think that they are the smartest people on the planet Earth. And they forget that everything that they have gotten, they've gotten it from stealing. So, like, this guy wants to fight with me about pricing, but yet you're going to war with some Hispanic people, and the brown man is my brother. The brown man, the red man, that's my brother. So we have more in common than the Caucasian and the brown man. So I got some tricks up my sleeve if it results to that. Now, on the religious side of this thing, I've had religious people tell me that, brother, this ain't how we conduct ourselves as Muslims. And brother, the minister wouldn't have you do something like that. And I'm looking at these brothers, and I'm saying to myself, this is why we're not winning, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
The minister himself said business is war. And in war, you got to be a strategic thinking person. You can't just be emotional. You have to be mathematical. You
right.
have to calculate your moves. So these last 2 weeks have been very instrumental and educational for my growth and development as a business person. It has taught me. I understand. I heard the minister say you need a military. When you build a company, you need a military. You need soldiers. Why? Because you need people to be able to protect what you build, because it is that serious. You played a sister this morning, and I listened to this sister, and she said it's times are too serious for people to be playing games with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for real, because one thing I've learned when I was in the street in the illegal world doing the drugs, selling drugs, is moves like that that's being made right now on the quote-unquote legal side of business, moves like that will get you killed in the street life.
Right.
Now, people that don't know this will say, well, that's not the right way to handle business. Well, it's happening every day throughout the planet Earth.
Right, because you know what? When you say that, people think of killing as just a physical death. No, you can be killed in many ways. And there are people looking to kill you off every second of the moment, you know, especially if there's jealousy going on. And when you talk about the religious people that you encountered, that can be very disappointing, because here you align with certain beliefs. So you automatically think that because you align in certain areas that, and especially with the do for self mantra and information that the Nation of Islam puts forth, you would think that, you know, they would automatically kind of know to just get on board. But you have to remember, you're dealing with people, no matter what they're calling themselves, they're
right.
on a job. They've been working jobs, and so they are in a certain mentality. And I'm not downing anybody that has a job. I'm not doing that, but I'm definitely saying that there's a certain mindset of people that work a job versus an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur has to be a go-getter, a striver, you know, somebody willing to lay down their life to make their dream happen. People on a job are depending on a paycheck to come in week to week or biweekly or monthly or whatever. And so when we try to align ourselves with people who believe in a certain way, you know, like us, we just think it's all going to come together. But that is a very disappointing thing when it doesn't work that way. So, I mean, I definitely have had that disappointment, because it's like, you kind of think, have I actually been talking to this person? Have I given them 5 minutes of my time? You know, and they spouting off some really silly stuff, talking about the minister wouldn't have us do that. What are you talking about? We're not doing anything illegal. And
moral.
Right, or immoral. Or immoral. That's the thing, or immoral. And so, you know, I believe the Bible, and the Bible talks about in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, and I just think this whole time how this thing has been playing itself out, it kind of made me excited because it's what I'm used to. I'm used to that type of fight, because that's what you're in when you're an entrepreneur. You're constantly in this thing to change the rules to benefit you. And it's
right.
Not that you're doing anything illegal or immoral, but it's going to be what works out for me. Matter of fact, I'm setting a pattern for other people to follow me later on. And so when you're in that fight, sometimes fear tries to come in, because this is something that nobody's doing, you know, and people who work a job, they're looking for that pattern. You know, what pattern do I follow? No, we are the pattern makers. So we
there
must,
you go.
Yeah, we must.
And you know what, Cece?
Uh-huh.
When I went to that office and the lady said, Robert, can you just be real with me? She said to me, she said, who is Cecilia, who is Sharif, who is about five different names. I said, those are all people that I know, and those are all people that I was setting up in business so that I can make sure I got that soap.
Right.
She said, oh, okay, well, that's not the way we do business. I said, well, it's not the way I do business until you make me have to do business like that. And it's not, and I told her, I said, but look at it from a much bigger perspective. First of all, there was nothing wrong with what I did. Those five, six different people are potential buyers, purchasers of soap from your company. So even when I was barred, quote unquote, I still was making it where you got some money and where I secured myself.
Right. Right. And so, you know, but you have to remember, she's also a worker. She's not an owner. She's not an entrepreneur that
right.
I know of. She's working for a company. So only an entrepreneur can respect the way that you had to do that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that works behind a desk and is looking to follow rules and procedures, they're looking at it like, oh, wait, that's not in the book. That's not, you know, how are they doing that? That's not how it works. Well, we make it work how we need to make it work, as long as we're not doing anything wrong, and we're not doing anything wrong. But I do remember before you went in there, you know, when you checked your messages and you saw, you know, that first of all, I didn't even know you were at the other company like that, but first of all, yeah, but when you, before you went in and you talked to her, I said, well, can we pray, you know, and I said,
yeah, I remember.
Pray. I was like, let's pray, you know, because this merits some prayer here, because this is something that's well
right.
beyond our reach. And I just, you know, I like to put everything together, because when you think about it, it just really does make sense. You know, we called out all those things. You know, you're like, I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not doing anything immoral. We haven't stole anything from anybody. We're helping other people to get income to become entrepreneurs. So how could we be punished for that? You know, so when we speak those things and we have that faith, the faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, then those things don't have a choice but to grow and work in our favor. And I'm just so glad that that thing is over, and looking forward to not being complacent, because tomorrow is a new day and there's always another enemy to battle. And this is only an eye-opener to what we need to do, which is be the manufacturers. You know?
Yes, be the manufacturers, and do understand that business is not this fairy tale of a dream lifestyle.
No.
This thing called entrepreneurship, it has levels in it that if you're afraid to fight for what you desire and want for your life, then this may not be the walk for you. You have to put on your tough skin and be ready to go out and fight your best fight, because you're going to have some ignorant people that come into the mix. Now, your fight cannot be emotional.
No.
It has to be mathematical. You have to play real life chess in order to win in this lifetime. You have to play real life chess, and you have to think ahead of that next person. I always said this. I said that this is a fight that the average guy don't want to get involved with me on, because I've had the street life experience, and I brought it into a more righteous consciousness. And so when you merge those two together, being able to survive the streets, sell drugs or whatever, and then come into a righteous way of thinking and still create a cash flow or income for yourself, well, we got the background to sustain us in this quote-unquote legal business world.
Mm-hmm.
We got the balls and the fortitude.
Right, right. And
you
I'm just really seeing the difference, though, you know, because I, too, had talked to people, you know, like setting our situation up, and I was hearing the same stuff. And I was dealing with people who I thought were entrepreneurs, but in the conversation found out, no, they're working a job, too. And again, I'm not downing anybody that works in a job. It's just that people that work a job have a different mindset. So you honestly are setting yourself up for failure if you are having that same expectation of the same mindset when dealing with people who are in an employment situation. They are used to security, whereas entrepreneurs know that there is no security, except for knowing that there is no security.
Right, there is none. Only what you create.
Right, right, right.
That's the only security. There is no such thing. I'm not looking forward to no SSI. I don't even have an SSI check conversation. Never.
Well,
I don't have no 401
no
conversation. Ever.
I mean, let me see. Well, I guess you could get SSI, because some people do get SSI that have never worked. I was going to say, how can you get SSI if you didn't work a job? But, I mean, I don't know. But like you said, that's not part of our
conversation. I will never know the answer to that question, because I'm going to make sure that my future is bright.
Right, right. Okay, so we are coming up on the first half of the hour. People, if you want to dial into our conversation, come on at 641-715-3660, participant code 549-032 pound, star 6. And one, if you'd like to come in and talk to us, you're listening to BIB Radio on Black Talk Radio Network.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, you're listening to BIB Radio with CCM Brother Robert 11X Minor, and we are on the Black Talk Radio Network every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to dial in and speak with us, do so at 641-715-3660, participant code 549-032 pound, star 6 and 1, if you would like to speak to us. So basically, to wrap it all up, we had this experience. That was a blessing, honestly, Robert. I feel like it was a blessing.
Oh, I know for sure it was a blessing. The lessons is the true blessing.
Right.
Not the fact that we actually overcame that obstacle and it's in terms of possibly upsetting our cash flow, but the prize is not the fact that we got the laundry detergent. The prize is the awakening of the fact that we must be manufacturing a product.
Right, right. And it was backed up by many messages that we received while it was going on and even afterwards. So, again, we will post those messages on BIB Radio so you all can see what we are talking about. And just know that this is in podcast, so you can always go to Black Talk Radio Network and you can listen to our old shows. But what I've also found is you can type in capital letters in Google, BIB Radio, and you can also have access to our shows. Now, let's see here. We are at 5:33, that's Seattle time. No, we're at 7:33. And our guest has been ever so patient. I so appreciate her. I found her on the internet. And let's see here. Her name is Miss Kim Whitehead. And let's see, Robert Tedder says, tonight on BIB Radio, we have attorney, author, speaker, entrepreneur, engineer, consultant, founder, and CEO of The Dream Strategist, our sister, Kim Whitehead. So she is going to join us now. Without further ado, let's let Kim on now. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hello. Good evening, Cece and Brother Robert. It is a pleasure and privilege to be speaking with you tonight. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming on, sister.
So we are so excited to come into acquaintance with you because you are very, very knowledgeable and have many different gifts to offer our audience as far as business is concerned. So why don't you go ahead and introduce our listening audience to you and what it is that you do?
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, I will say that I am the Dream Strategist, and I am actually the CEO and owner of Lux Dream Group, which produces a number of different things. When you talk about my career, my history, and really, as you mentioned, the gifts that I have been blessed to be anointed with by God, they all come into alignment with purpose, and that is the birthing of Lux Dream Group and the Demand the Dream movement. I've been a patent, trademark, and copyright attorney for about 15 years, mostly within what's called the AM Law 100. And those are the top 100 grossing firms in the country. What has been fascinating about that experience is when I came out of law school, I came out of law school very young and was immediately placed in boardrooms and meetings with some of the biggest minds, the biggest companies in the world. And I often ask God, what is the reason for this here? Well, 15 years later, we understand that his handiwork and his writing on the walls of our lives all makes sense. And the reason is for me to be able to birth the Lux Dream Group, to bring together the strategy, the process, and purpose of your dreams. One of the things that I will challenge you, Brother Robert, about is that I do believe that the dream is akin to the fairy tale, but what I do is I provide realignment to help us understand what that true fairy tale is. The true fairy tale is not something that is light. The true fairy tale is not something that is ephemeral, without substance, without calling, and without struggle. And I think that what has happened is ultimately in our society, we have dumbed down what originally the German philosophers and Greek philosophers decided to write fairy tales about. They were written for adults. They were not written for children as we know it in Disney and Pixar today. So it's interesting that what has happened specifically for business owners is that many people are pursuing businesses. Very few people are pursuing purpose. And purpose is tied to that big dream. Purpose is tied to what God envisioned in you when he placed you on this earth. So what I do is I bring into alignment my legal skills, my business management skills. Many of my legal clients, I have then also spun off to be management consultants for some of these world launches firms. And so I understand that at this time, just shy of the age of 40, God has placed me on a worldwide scale to be able to help shift the atmosphere, shift business, shift entrepreneurs, and in particular, shift what is happening in our culture and our community. Many of us are waiting. We're waiting for someone to give us an opportunity. We're waiting for the election to then see how things are turning out. But it is time and it is important for you to begin to implement your purpose. Your purpose is that thing that brings into alignment all of your gifts that integrate. So I teach people as the dream strategist how to integrate in your life and in your business your purpose. And so it's funny because listening to you guys were sort of the best advertisement for anything that I could do, because this situation that you both are experiencing with regards to the laundry detergent is exactly some of the things that I help business owners with, both on the legal side, but also on the purpose side. Because you see, when you operate in purpose, you are able to have many different strategic moves that are all in alignment with that individual thing that you know that you're here to do. When you operate just on strategy and then try to execute, you may find a roadblock. You may find obstacles. You may find a dead end. But when you operate in purpose, you can explain your what, but you never have to readjust your why. Your why will always open doors for you. And so I believe that we as people are very disconnected between our spirits, our minds, and our gifts and our business. And I bring all of that together.
Mm. Wow, that's wonderful. Well, again, we are so happy about the wealth of knowledge that you bring today for our listeners. Now, early on into our conversation, what I would like to do is open up your information concerning how people can get in contact with you. Please let them know that now.
Yes. So there are two ways. If you are reaching out to me with regards to the Lux Dream Group, there are a few ways that you can do that. Demand the Dream is the movement. That way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you can put in Demand the Dream and be connected directly there. That will give you access to my books, to speaking engagements, to consulting that I provide for people to help them be in alignment and help them really understand how do I understand who I am as a person so that I can be extremely efficient and impactful as a business person. If you are interested in intellectual property law, you are an entrepreneur, you are a creative, you are creating products, you are creating services, you're writing books, you are branding. If you are interested in getting advice from that, you contact me at www.ip-advantage.com. That's ip-advantage.com. And either way, you're able to get in touch with me.
Oh, that's perfect, because I was actually going to ask you about that, because, you know, I myself and others around me, I know that we've been struggling to put it all together concerning patents, inventions, and ideas. And we might start out with somebody that gives us some information, but then we kind of hit that roadblock that you're talking about. Either it's money or just lack of the rest of the information that we need to move forward. And as I look at Shark Tank and I look at as seen on TV things where people have invented things, it just becomes very frustrating, because I just wonder, okay, well, why is it that we cannot obtain the proper information to get our product or services out there in a way to make the money that we need to make?
Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting. I think that one of the shifts that we must ultimately make, and I teach this is a lot, is you need to align yourself with someone who is on the level where you're trying to go. Many times we are talking to people who are struggling on the same level and asking their expertise for their advice. And there's a difference between knowledge and counsel. counsel comes from those who have been there. Counsel comes from whatever reason God had to chose me. He chose me in sitting in those boardrooms of massive global companies when I was 23. So I'm observing how counsel moves, and that is the difference. There are a lot of attorneys, there are a lot of people with this gift, but I can absolutely tell you that I know that I'm flowing in purpose with this, to be able to advise the entrepreneur who was just starting out, the person who was not even sure, as you guys were talking about before, as to whether they should leave that 9-to-5 job and pursue that dream that they know is burning in them. There are some strategies that must take place before you launch into that vision, because there are going to be some things that are correctable, but there are also going to be things that you cannot come back from, because the roadmap in which you have laid is not going to preclude you from success, but it may preclude you from the entirety of success that was available to you had you sought the right counsel in the beginning. And that's one of the things that I provide. I provide four areas of service as an intellectual property attorney. I call them the IP4, and that is contracts, strategy, defense, and prosecution. Strategy is something that I always speak to my clients about. Many people may come with a legal problem. I want to talk to you about strategy before we get into your legal problem. How did you get here? Where are you going? Where is your vision going to take you for the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? And then I can give you the legal roadmap of how to get there.
Yeah, now that is good, because if we don't know our past, then how can we move into our future? That's a good strategy. Wow.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
Wow. Okay, so Robert, what do you think about the information Kim has given us?
Well, I say you definitely need a team and a strategic team that's behind the scenes that can help you get there. You know, this has been 22 years for myself, and without really having a team, I've had a mentor that helped me stay on track. But, you know, you really need that team, because you know, Caucasian people, those that are successful in business have not just one attorney. Most times they have a group of attorneys, two and three and four attorneys for different things to cross-examine or whatever what one is saying. So, I mean, for us as black people, in order to go further, we got to start thinking about spending the little cash that needs to be spent on things that we don't really take it as serious as we need to, in reference to having someone who knows how to at least give you the legal ramifications. And I say that when I said that, this came to mind. A few years back, Walmart was selling knockoff Tommy Hilfiger clothing. It made the news and everything. They got $1 million fine for doing that. But I'm sure they had attorneys to let them know exactly what the legal ramification was, because they sold the clothes and paid the $1 million fine, but I'm sure they made $100 million in the process. And they didn't guess at that. I know they weren't guessing. This is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. So they weren't guessing and they've done some other things that has made money where they had to pay fines for it. So me looking at this, I'm saying they ain't playing with this business. These people know what to do, because they have the right people in their ear to tell them, well, if you do this, this is the result. This is what's going to happen. This is the most that can happen out of this. If you don't know the consequence for your actions, it's like playing Russian roulette. And that's why attorneys and tax accountants are great people to have on your team when you're going into business.
You know, let me say something about that, Robert. I definitely agree with you, but I believe a lot of us are, let me see, how can I put it, scared to spend the money, meaning we always say that we don't have it. But something that we always have to recognize is, we have it when we want to have it, you know. And how important is this to you? Is this really your passion? Is it your dream? Is it your calling? You know, if it is that, then you should be always thinking of this thing as your baby that you have to nurture.
And you can't properly nurture that baby if you don't have the right food and nutrition, which is what Kim would provide, which is what Brother Sharif would provide. If you don't have the proper information, how can you move forward? You would, if anything at all, remain stagnant or go backwards without the proper information, because there's always something there that is wanting to push you back or throw you off course. And if you don't know where you went wrong, like Kim said, then how can you know where you're going in the future? So we have to be willing to spend the money with the proper people, the proper professionals who can show us what to do. They have learned. They have been where we are. And most likely they're beyond where we even want to go sometimes, you know. But because they've been there or they know how to work through these things, we definitely need to take time and spend the money with them.
And see, when you said that they have been there, my thought was, while you were talking, that if we don't have these type of experiences, then we always are going to act from a reactive state of being instead of a proactive state of being. Most people that go into business are not properly preparing themselves for the what ifs. So when you run into one of those, well, I put your shoes on and it broke my feet out, and now I'm showing you. Now we're reactive.
Right.
We're totally reactive. We didn't know ahead of time the possibilities of why we should allow people to, you know, do certain things in the business. Most times you just think, oh, this is just something that you should be able to do. Well, if you only knew the legal ramifications, the consequences that could happen, the possibilities of lawsuits that could go on, especially if you didn't go into business and set your business up in the right way, you went and was just happy to get it going, you wanted to go the cheapest route, so you did a sole proprietorship, and now you got a lawsuit against you.
Mm-hmm.
Those now you actually are in the experience aspect of it. Maybe the next time down the line you wouldn't do that, and that's being, again, reactive when we should be more proactive. And I'm hoping that people that hear this show tonight can really connect enough to what we're saying, because you really want to just make a budget. And if the sister can allow people to, I don't know how your payment is, what it costs to do these type of things, but that information needs to be expressed as well, so that a person can get an idea of, well, what does it look like in 30 days or for the month to retain an attorney? You see what I'm saying? And then you can make that more appealing by, if this, let's just say you take that, you say it's going to take me to retain me, I don't know, what is it, $1,000 a month or what, I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out there hypothetically. But then to the entrepreneur, if you get a number like that as an entrepreneur, my way of dealing with every business deal or every bill that I get, any bill dealing with money, I always take that number and divide it by 30 days, and I tell myself, if it's $1,000 divided by 30 days, then you know we're looking at about $30, $32 a day, and that's going to hit right at $1,000. So is that attorney worth $32 a day? Can you come up with $32 a day to secure you? And these are hypotheticals. This is not what she charges. I don't even know what she charges, but I'm just saying, do a mathematical equation, formula. Take those numbers, your bill number, divide it by 30 days, and it makes that number not so non-obtainable when you divide it by 30 and see what has to be made every day. Those are the things that we really have to get more into the proactive aspect of everything that we do, business, life, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. There are a couple of things that I wanted to respond to what both of you said. First, and they all actually interrelate. Cece, you were talking about investing in yourself, and Robert, you're talking about proactivity, and those two things are the same as far as I see them. We have a lot of difficulty understanding what is our value, because when you understand your value as an individual, you know what you will invest in order to make sure that you maximize why you are here on this earth. And that is exactly why some of the things that I learned as an attorney, I absolutely apply as a dream strategist when I help people understand life and business. Because here's the thing, we struggle as a community, we struggle in business, because we do not understand our value as individuals. When you understand your value as an individual and you understand the importance of how you are to move in the dream that you have in getting that going, you approach business and community in a completely different way. You understand about investment. You understand about reinvestment. And most importantly, you understand about return on investment. We invest in a lot of things in which the return on investment is equal to the thing that we purchase. We buy a TV. We buy a car that's depreciating as soon as we get off the lot. But when it comes to our purpose and the things that are inside of us, which has infinite potential and infinite return, that's how a Tyler Perry can go from homeless to a billionaire. Infinite return. We do not invest. We want right. somebody else to cut the price, get it down, all of those things. And it's extremely critical that we understand that your intellectual property, protecting that is the best investment that you can make. It will pay for your business attorney. It will pay for your tax attorney. It will pay for the lifestyle that you want. It will pay for generations to come, because you understood how to put protection on your dream and to be proactive in that. It's extremely critical. When you go to the website, www.ipadvantage.com, and that's ip-advantage.com, you can sign up for a complimentary 20-minute consultation. Now, I offer them, I open them every month, and I have a limited number. November is almost half full. I suggest you guys get on that website tonight and sign up for that, because we are going to talk about in 20 minutes. And people who want to phone with me know 20 minutes with me is probably like 2 hours with some other people, okay? I am purposed and built to hone in to you and to get you activated. We're going to put that strategy together. Now, once you move forward in deciding you want to proceed, there are some people who are ready to move. They know that they are designing things. They know that they need to protect their brands. They know that they are building things, and they are ready to discuss the prices specifically for patents, trademarks, copyright. However, if you are still trying to figure out where you need to go, at the very least, an hour with me or a strategy session at $350 is worth your dream, because you are going to understand not only what to do, but how to do it in a strategic way. There are a lot of steps that can be done, but there's a certain way in which you built that foundation and put the right step at the right time so that everything else that you build on it will be able to withstand. If you build the things that have the most weight onto something that isn't enough to hold it, as you grow, as your business grows, as the demand on your time grows, as the customers grow, you're not going to have the proper foundation in order to sustain. So it is not only what, but it is when, and it is how.
That is very valuable information, and some of us hear it quite often, and some of us take heed. Some of us hear it for the first time, and we don't take heed. And, you know, it's so important. Again, you're going to either be stagnant or you're going to go backwards if you're not moving forward in your business. And if you're not babying your business and nurturing it and giving it what it needs, then you're just not going to go anywhere. Somebody could either come over and snuff you out and you just be over and done with, or you're just going to be behind the times. And you definitely do not want that. So I would suggest all of you contact Kim. Let her know that you are interested in taking your business to the next level and get that consultation with her and start planning to pay for what your business needs. Now, Kim, again, before we go into commercial break, let them know how to get a hold of you again.
Absolutely. www.ip-advantage.com is where you come to me for intellectual property needs, legal advice, and counseling for your business. Demand the Dream is where I counsel individuals and business owners on purpose, on integrating all of these things together. You want to go to Facebook at Demand the Dream. You want to go to Instagram at Demand the Dream and Twitter at Demand the Dream.
Perfect. Great. Now, I know I'm going to take you up on that, or we're going to take you up on that as far as Blacks in Business is concerned. And what we'd like to do is keep track of our listeners who either are listening now or they're going to use the podcast. So if you contact Kim, let her know that you heard her on Blacks in Business, BIB Radio, so that she can let us know that the radio program was effective. Now, we are in the process of creating a text alert system so that we can track these things. But in the meantime, if you have heard her on Blacks in Business Radio, definitely let her know so she can bounce the information back over to us. And if you'd like to call in because you're listening, please do so at area code 641-715-3660, participant code 549-032, pound, *6 and the number 1 if you would like to be in queue to be heard. But again, you're listening to BIB Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. So we're going to let Scotty go ahead and take us into break right now. It's a little bit early, but we'll go ahead and let him do that now.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, everybody, we're back. You're listening to BIB Radio, and we are housed on Black Talk Radio Network every Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am one of your hosts, Cece Harry, and my co-host is Brother Robert 11X Minder. Today we are talking to Ms. Kim Whitehead, and she is a patent attorney. Amongst other things, she's written a book, or several books, and she's offering all of her services to you today. So I would suggest that you contact her so that you can receive what you need concerning your business. Now, Kim, talk to us about the latest book that you've written.
Yes, Give Me the Fairy Tale. The subtitle is Reawaken Your Dreams for an Extraordinary Life. And it's interesting when Robert spoke about what he learned from the process of going through these negotiations. The biggest thing was the word an awakening to what this is all about. And so I have taken essentially a lot of the lessons, strategies that I have learned and have helped people with as an attorney to some of the top corporations and firms in the world, and understand that there is some things that, just like Robert alluded to, the 1% is doing that we're not doing. And it's not complicated. Many times it's simple. The art of war does not necessarily mean that you are moving forward in 100 different directions at one time, but you are starting with a singular purpose and have strategies and tactics in order to get that purpose done. Well, I understand that your purpose is your dream. Your purpose is tied to that. And I show individuals how to create the 1% for themselves as an individual and in their business. That way you stop chasing success. Success is attracted to you when you are operating in a way in which people will place a demand on the gift and skills that you have. and I do it so strategically. I bring in the entrepreneurship. I bring in my process and strategy as an engineer. I bring in the attorney skills to help people take their individual walks, gifts, desires, and build that out for success in life and business.
Wow, my goodness, that is wonderful. I mean, it just sounds like what everybody needs to get into for their business. You know, a lot of people who are in business and entrepreneurs lack that support. So I think if they start going toward the direction of information, then information leads to that support. Because then when you decide to pay for what you need versus scrounging around, I think you spiritually integrate yourself into a whole nother realm or group of people that just are going in a different direction. At least that's what I believe, you know, because you have people that are in business, but then you have people that are in business. So I think once you decide to pay for services and products that you need that are going to be valuable to your business, I think that that just puts you at a whole nother level. Now, I've paid for services, and I've gotten ripped off before, but that's not going to stop me from knowing that, hey, sometimes I need to stop and kind of evaluate where I am and get with somebody who can kind of provide those fresh eyes on my situation and tell me exactly what it is that I need to know about where I'm going or even where I'm at right now.
Yes, and I'm glad you said that, because I think it's important for us as individuals, but also important for entrepreneurs to understand the process and the journey. And many times when there is a wrinkle, when there is a failure, when there is a loss, we tend to abandon that thing. Well, maybe that wasn't for me. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this. Maybe this isn't the time. And it's interesting, when God first gave me the vision for give me the fairy tale, and I didn't write this. This is a ministry book. This is a book that is definitely something that when I say I didn't write this, what I mean is, of course, I wrote the words, and of course, I put the organization together, but this is a message of purpose, and that's far beyond something that my individual intellect will be able to give. This is a for such a time as this word. Because where we are now is we are not understanding the process of that extraordinary dream. We look at the one percenters. We look at the people who are living an extraordinary life, and many times we operate in this fallacy that they don't have battles. Because the fairy tale, if you are actually moving forward and you are trying to win your kingdom, the happily ever after does not mean that you don't have battles. The happily ever after means that you've established your position on the throne, that you've established your position as the 1% in whatever you're going to do, that you've established your position in that area of success that you desire. And because you've established your position, then you understand that battles come to not only affect and make sure that you know that you are going to protect your territory, but it's to give you continued skills in upgrading and lessons in life. When you leave high school, when you leave grad school, when whatever it is you leave college, your formal education ends, but your life education comes through the battles that you fight. And it's necessary that everyone must understand that. There is no point in success where that battle is going to stop.
Right, right. And you know, there's a saying, higher levels, higher devils. So...
Yes, ma'am.
And more money, more problems. So, I mean, it's not like any of that stuff stops. It just goes to a different level.
Yes, it goes to a different level, but it also goes to different leverage. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that is critical. It's not just fighting the battle for the sake of fighting the battle, but, again, tying it back to purpose. Why are we here? What are we doing? What are we investing in? What is this for? When you're talking about your business dreams, they're all for something that is tied to something that's greater. People want to have a legacy for their kids. People want to change their community. People want to do this. All of these things that we have to really connect the greater vision to what we're doing individually. And when you are operating in that level of investment, as you mentioned, you are operating in a different realm. You're operating in a realm of sowers and reapers. You're operating in a realm of people who are also fighting for their kingdoms. And so they respect your move in a different way. You operating as a king and a queen versus as a commoner trying to seek greatness. And that is the first section of Giving the Fairy Tale. It's thought transformation. It's time for us to stop thinking we're trying to be great and recognize the greatness that is in us. Because when you understand that you are already where you seek to be, you just need to get the strategies to walk that out. And that is the difference between people that you constantly see winning, 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 no matter what battles they fight, no matter how many times they get knocked down. You're like, how did they come back like that? Because they know who they are. They know who they are.
Right.
And that's the difference.
They know who they are, and they don't need anybody to tell them or stroke them. They know what they have down inside of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting over here cheesing because you just said a whole lot of truth.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a whole lot of that's real, sister. You have to already know you're a king or a queen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the money is a byproduct of what's in your thinking and your actions.
Right. Absolutely.
All that will come to you, but before you get to that, you got to know who you are.
Yes. You have to know who you are and recognize that whatever it is that you think of yourself is what you will walk out. You will walk that out in your life, and that is what will be projected to the world. So you want to project a winning image, and you have to know that you are a winner.
I always use this expression. I say I never lose. If we come together, I'm always going to win. I'm never going to lose. I'll always learn out of the situation. There's no losing. It's always a win. You see?
It is always a win, absolutely. And when you think that way, you're able to also create wins for others. You know, one of the things that sometimes in entrepreneurship, we approach negotiations, we approach a lot of things with a fear factor. I have to get this or there's going to be a loss. I have to do this or there's going to be some type of repercussion that is going to harm me, right? Or I have to be the person that gets the most in this deal. But one of the things as attorneys, we understand, and people who are very gifted in negotiation understand that you must create a win-win in whatever and whoever you're engaging with, because that is what is going to keep that person, that business, from for continually investing in you, whether that is a life relationship or that's a business relationship. If you are not providing something in the exchange for where that person also is greater because they have engaged with you, then guess what? You open yourself for competition, but someone else is going to say, you know what? I can do this better. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I do not believe in competition because I know my lane.
Right,
and there
right.
is nobody that God has created that can do what Kim does. There's
That's
nobody
right.
that God has created that can do what CC does. It does
That's
what Robert
right.
does.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you operate in that lane, you create sort of a demand that is going to continue going. And I have absolutely found as a businesswoman that when I charge what it is that I charge, it is of high value, but I give high service, I give high quality results, and those that are with me, they grow such to the extent that that charge eventually becomes negligible because you're helping them to win. And that is really, really important and critical.
You know, I believe that, too. I had a consultation earlier this week, and it's funny that you mentioned that. You know, you charge what you charge because you're given a great service. And I used to be one that would nickel and dime myself down, you know, if a person said they couldn't afford it or whatever. When did that become my problem, that their pocketbook couldn't see my value? You know,
absolutely.
So I don't even go there anymore. I don't even ponder it. It doesn't even bother me. And so when I am offering my services to you, and that's even by way of that free consultation for, what, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, that is absolutely free. When I offer myself to you, that is a gift, you know, and I know who I am. So if you decide that your pocket cannot afford my greatness, that is not my problem.
Absolutely. It means you're not ready. And that's the thing. Knowledge does not equate to readiness.
Right.
Readiness is what is required for shift. That's the reason people have 100 books on their shelves and sign up for a lot of different things and get everything free, and then 2 years later you're still in the same position because you are not ready for the shift. When you are ready for the shift, you are going to figure out what you need to do. Just like Brother Robert broke down, if it is $1,000, you don't understand, I need to sell a $30 product every day for the next 30 days to buy this. You're going to make it happen. Even if it's not individually, you are going to make it happen.
Absolutely. I agree with that because, you know, we tend to always hear people talk about, you know, the $5 Starbucks that people buy every day. But, I mean, it's just so true. You buy what you want to buy. I mean, who in the world in their thinking right mind is spending $5 every single day on a cup of coffee? I mean, that is just, to me, that's crazy. But, again, people pay for what they find value in, you know. So if your service is valuable to you, you will make sure that you get what you need from providing your service. And vice versa, the people will make sure that they provide the funds, you know, to get what they need from you. So I just, you know, I'm all the way there with you.
Yeah, I think it's critical, and also it's important for preparedness. Because you never know what door God is going to open for you, right? If you continue to nickel and dime yourself and he puts you because you sat on a train next to a CEO that can give you the green light, you're not ready to talk the kind of value that they're talking.
Right. Right. You're still talking about, are we going to eat at McDonald's or something? And
right. Right. You can't have that conversation and you don't know, you know, what it is ultimately that you are worth. But let's say you have a $35 service and you have a $3,500 service. And, you know, for the most part, you know, most of your customers may take the $35 service and you are getting the bulk of what is there to float your business from month to month on that. It is still important as a business person to scale up. You have to have a dream and a plan that says, here is what, if I had the Rolls Royce of my business services, I would charge. Because when you sit next to that CEO on the train and he start asking you, and you know that his budget is basically almost unlimited because of who he works for, you can just pull out that $3,500 service. You don't have to create it.
Right.
It's already created.
That's right.
It's already created. It is important for you to prepare for where you are going today. And we have to be able to see that. And if that helps you put that down on pen and paper to be able to get more in tune with practicing how to explain your worth as far as a business person, then start that. Start it if you got to pitch to yourself in the mirror in the bathroom. Start that conversation because you never know. The opportunities come for those who are prepared.
Absolutely. And if you don't, if you're already ready, you don't have to get ready. That's the thing right there. So if you're prepared, and like you said, practice that elevator pitch, go do you some Toastmasters, listen to TED Talks, whatever you have to do to inspire yourself, to put yourself in that position or get yourself ready for that position. That is what you need to do, and that is what we want to help you to do here on BIB Radio. And if you like the conversation that we're having, feel free to give us a call at area code 641-715-3660, participant code 549-032, pound *6 and 1 if you'd like to be heard in queue. So, Kim, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Yes. Start today. Start today. Start today, and it does not take sitting down for a 10-hour strategy session with yourself. You can take 5 minutes in the mirror. You can take 5 minutes as you're brushing your teeth and think about what is it that I would ultimately want to have happen that I can believe that this is a life well done that I've lived. The smallest thing you can do to have that conversation will spark a million ideas. You can start today, and that is the biggest thing, and get wisdom and counsel from those who have been where you want to go. And that is the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom comes, that's why the elders can drop a line and we're all dumbfounded in what five words can do, because they have been there. It's very simple. It's not as complex and scary as you think, because once you have the strategy in place, it's just a matter of executing it. And do not be afraid to sit around greatness. Do not be afraid to introduce yourself. Do not be afraid, because when you start understanding the king and the queen that you are, you understand that I don't care if I'm talking to a world leader who is out there, we are the same. We're the same. And once you get that, you become on your way ready to go. So absolutely, I believe in the biggest dreams possible. I believe that they require battle and people who are equipped to go through the journey. But I also believe in being a dream connector. And it is important that as you move forward in your own dreams, you help others make theirs happen.
Well, the word says that the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. And I thank you for helping us with this vision. And the ones that are out there listening, I suggest that you get in contact with Kim Whitehead. Let her help you get on track with your business so you can find out the mistakes of your past so you can get going with your future. Kim, one more time, how do they get a hold of you?
www.ip-advantage.com for patent, trademark, and copyright intellectual property needs. And when you are pursuing growth as an individual, you want to also dovetail that by going to Demand the Dream at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to learn about Give Me the Fairy Tale, the book. You'll be able to see reviews of people whose lives have been changed. I just spoke to a woman who read my book in June and launched a business and has 4,000 women all over the country that are part of her business initiative and did that in 3 months. The strategies produce accelerated shift. I absolutely encourage you guys to get it.
Wow. Now, tell our listeners, are you on Periscope at all?
I'm on Periscope. I have not actually done as much periscoping as I need to do, and so I'm actually holding myself accountable to make sure that the last quarter of this year I get out there and do a lot more.
Okay. Well, we are looking forward to following you on Periscope so we can see receive those life-changing encouragements that you have for us. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. Robert, any last words for Kim?
I definitely want to thank you, sister, for sharing your insight and what it is that you do. I'm hoping that that message resonates with our listeners. It definitely has touched me as an entrepreneur. I mean, it's coming through what we just came through. And to have you on the show on the heels of everything that just happened in my business life, it truly is enlightening, and it's life giving to hear what you do, and the energy that you project through this phone is just something that I just hope that people just can give you a call, be inspired, and as you said, start now.
Well, thank you, Kim. We look forward to talking to you again. You're a friend of the show. Come back at any time to promote your products and services, or just call in if you're interested in any other guests that we have on, okay?
It'll be a pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to be of service tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kim. Have a wonderful night, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, everyone, that was Miss Kim Whitehead. Oh, my goodness, I'm looking forward to doing business with her because, like I said, you know, there's many of us that have ideas that we need to put forth, but we don't know how to do that. We see, I see Shark Tank, and I see infomercials. I see as seen on TV advertisements, and I'm always wondering, like, how are people getting those things going? You meet people who will take you through a couple of steps. It's almost like folklore, you know. It's like people will give you a little bit of information, or they'll take you as far as they know to go, and then you're just lost. So I'm interested in talking with her further. I hope you all take her up on that 20-minute consultation. Just get in contact with her. And if we can help you at all, just let us know. You can contact us by email. We are blacks, with an S, in business, @gmail.com. A few of you have reached out to us through email, and we appreciate it. If you have any ideas for the show that you would like us to explore concerning entrepreneurship, definitely let us know. Again, our email address is we are blacks with an S inbusiness@gmail.com. All right. Well, that was very exciting. Robert, what did you get out of that whole situation?
I'm always inspired to hear entrepreneurs who are polished in what it is that they do. And when I went to her webpage, and I mean, I was just so impressed with, I mean, her resume, you know, it was like, wow, this sister is really doing it, you know. And I always gotta salute black women, you know. I just always have to salute black women. You are one of the biggest segments in the entrepreneurial world, fastest growing segment, black women. My mom, black woman, of course. She's responsible for me being the person that I am today. I always, you know, I tell the story. At a young age, she had us out selling World Book encyclopedias in the ghetto, door to door. You know, so I can never forget that experience. You know, and then the other thing that makes me say I salute black women is because I know that you all go through more than what we go through, because as men, most of the time we abandon when the relationship is over and there may be children involved. A lot of men abandon the family, and that woman is left with that responsibility of taking care of the children. So to see as many women today with children and handling or juggling entrepreneurship and excelling at it, I totally salute you women that are taking charge and doing great things in the entrepreneurial world. And my hat just goes off to them. You know, so I mean, I'm always inspired when I hear black women talk like this conversation we just had with the sister. It just does something for me personally. I keep on reflecting to my mom. I know what she went through, and I know her struggle, and but look at what she produced. So, you know, it was just a great show again, and
The show is not over.
Well, right, but that part of the show was just, I mean, I love good information, you know.
Right.
Because it definitely are people, it says people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so very true.
Yeah.
If you don't know how, then how would you?
Right.
So, I mean, and that's again, BIB, Blacks in Business, was really created out of the spirit of informing our people. We want to see you succeed in business. So there is no charge for us to have this show to deliver this truth and these people to come on. And yes, you gotta pay for their services, but we are actually exposing, giving an outlet for you to be able to come to find out who can help you with whatever it is in your business. Who can help you? Well, that's what we're here to do, to help you get connected to those people, to help you get connected to those manufacturers that can cut the middleman out, to help you with our bumps and potholes in the road, so that you can see what it was like for us as we travel down this road, so that you could take a road that has less potholes, and then that way you can share your experience with somebody else so that they can take a road that has less potholes. We are trying to make winners. That's what we're doing here at BIB Blacks in Business. We are creating winners. We don't want to see the prison population exploding. We don't want to see the levels of poverty exploding. And in today's times that we live in, all the cuts that the government is making on welfare, on SSI, on all the benefits, you see all these servicemen coming home from the military, and they are on corners panhandling for money, can't get the medical attention they need. Well, if the environment now is a definite do-for-self environment, there's no doubt about it, you know. And if you don't have the correct information, then this thing could be something that may not be as attractive, because if you go at it wrong, you spend a lot of money, you spend your life savings, then what? You know, and people are doing that. People are jumping right in at the advice of other people. Invest this type of money? No.
Wait, hold on, Robert. Somebody has a question. Let's get it real quick before we have to go to commercial, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to BIB Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is, I call myself Jersey Girl, Miss New Jersey. I'm just calling in because I think this woman is, I know this woman is fabulous. I listen to Tony Robbins. I think you guys know who he is. You know, he's a motivational speaker, and you know how you need your pumped up talk throughout the day. You can, you know, listen to your tapes. I'm just wondering if Miss Whitehead has any tapes, or will she probably get into that arena? One of the words that you use, I'm listening to you guys on my tablet. That's why I couldn't call in, so I had to call in on that line listening to you on my tablet. And I wanted to ask her, I guess I can email her. She used a word called charge, and that's been used in my religion. You know, when a person is charged, you know, it's just like nothing can stop them. You know, that's the word that they use.
Right.
And when she said that, I just like, it's like something just came over me, you know, because my pastor says, you know, I'm charged to preach the word, you know.
Right.
So I'm just elated because I just came in and listened to this probably about a half hour. I don't know if she was probably there at the top of the program, but this woman is, she's like, they say she's dynamite.
Yep,
yeah,
she absolutely is.
She has that energy. You feel that energy?
Oh, I feel it. I mean, it's funny because, I'm not that I'm prejudiced against women or anything, really, but, you know, she's the first woman who really, I felt like I could just, truly, I listen to men a lot. Not that I'm prejudiced against or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. But some people you can take to. Everybody, you know, takes to different people. But I really took to Miss Whitehead. I just felt something in her soul, in her energy that really resonated with mine. So I'm really looking forward to getting her book or any other materials that she has going. I hope that if she's still listening to the broadcast, that she would think about going ahead and making some motivational tapes, because that I gotta listen to it again.
Well, what you heard in her is what she spoke about. She knows who she is, and she's confident about the purpose that God has put in her life. So you hear that resonating through her. And so if we can do something like that in our lives and our businesses and our families, wherever we are, we will be on point. But I definitely recommend that you join her on Facebook, you reach out to her, get a consultation and all that, because she definitely is ready to help you get to where you need to be in your business. But right now, we have got to take a break. We so appreciate you for calling in to BIB and continue listening, okay?
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Let me say this, and ma'am, I'm gonna give out her web address after we come back from the break, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You are listening to BIB Radio, and we're on the Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3660, participant code 549-032, pound star 6 and 1 to be heard. We'll be back after these messages.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, everyone, we're in the last half hour of BIB Radio. We thank you for joining us. Those of you that are listening by internet or by phone, we just thank you for joining us. And those of you who are listening to this on a podcast, we still thank you. Feel free to reach out to us. Our email address, again, is weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. So what I would like to do in this last half hour is, Scotty, if you could cue up that Yvette Carnell video. We wanted to have a little discussion on the conversation she was having on, what was it, Facebook. I recorded it, or not recorded, I copied it over and had Scotty put it in. So we can talk about that. I think it's only like 5 minutes long, and then we can have a little discussion about it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, CC. Can you hear me?
I am. I mean, I can.
When did you send me that?
That was last week, last Thursday.
Okay, it may not be there anymore.
Oh, it's gone?
Yes. Oh. If it was last week, you know, we got a lot of different programs. Other people have access to the board. I'm not. If it's in the board, you should be able to see it and identify it, because I'm at a loss. I don't know what it's.
Okay, so let's see. It would be in uploaded files?
Yes.
Okay, so where would I find the date? Lord have mercy. We got a lot of people. Malcolm X. Let's see. It was at the bottom last week. Let's see. It didn't even have a title on it, though. Yeah, it may be gone.
Well, let me, for sake of time, while you look for that, to the last caller that called in, I said when we got back that I would give out the web address for the sister, and that web address is www.thedreamprinciples.com. That's THEDREAMP, as in Paul, RINCIPLES.com. And you can reach out to the sister at that web address, and I'm sure you will be very, very happy to make that contact.
Okay, and you can also join us on BIB Radio Facebook page, and we will post the information there. Well, unfortunately, one of my radio friends may have erased it, and that's just what happened, because I should have checked. I don't know. I just thought it was going to still be there for some reason. But, yeah, I wanted to discuss that video, but that is okay. We don't have to discuss that video. We can discuss it next week. Yeah, because it didn't have a title on it, and I don't see it. It didn't have a title at all. It was just there.
I do have some thoughts on your guest, and I thought she was great as well. But I didn't want to ask her a question, because I'll save it for the email. But, like, I copyrighted a manual, a technical manual. I didn't write a book, but it's a technical manual on how to wire up a computer for internet radio to mix audio and what have you. And then I also made a DVD, like, where you could see my screen, and the different things that I'm doing. Plus, it's another video. You know, it's several parts to the video. Anyway, I copyrighted that DVD as well. So one of the things that I'm going to ask her when I call her for the consultation is, see, I believe that anybody that posts a how-to YouTube video that's talking about internet radio, that if it has anything that is similar to what's in my manual or in my DVD, that I can start collecting advertisement revenue on those YouTube videos. So there are things that and I'm just reminded of conversations I've had over the week with people talking, like my uncle was talking about how he invented. They were having, my uncle was a welder, and then he worked his way up in Duke Energy, the largest East Coast energy company. So he worked his way up to engineer, and then they were having a meltdown in South Carolina at one of the plants at the nuclear plant in South Carolina. And so they're dealing with a lot of heavy machinery, and there was an accident to where I can't exactly explain it the way he did, but there was like a rod that in the cooling system that prevented it from closing or allowing water in to cool. It was supposed to close or something. And so they really didn't have no way to pull this thing out and work on it. And so he created some kind of rig. Again, you're working with hundreds of pounds heavy metal and stuff like that. And he created a rig and some kind of part and to do the job, and they was able to do the job with that. So he had retired. So then he said, like, these two people he used to work with was in the area and stopped by his house. And then they had mentioned something about that rig. You know that rig that you built that everybody was you know, making a big deal about? And then he said, they said that the company patented it. Now, they didn't mean to tell him that the company patented it, but the company patented his rig. So, again, intellectual property being stolen all the time because we don't have the foresight to see how this intellectual property, this thing that we created with our minds and with our hands, is could potentially be worth millions, and so then we lose.
And that's what they've been doing for generations, is stealing our stuff. Because like Dr. Umar Johnson said, why in the world did the slave owner need to create these easier methods for working? They didn't do any work. The slaves did work. So the slaves created those things, and what they did was they went down, the white people took the invention and got it patented, and then it became their invention.
Yep.
That's what's been going on.
Hey, man. So, yeah, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, is that, Scotty, was that something recently that just went down?
He didn't really give a time frame, but I think he's been retired at least 5 years. So when he created it, it's been some years ago, but I'm not sure if it was just recently. He was here like 2-3 weeks ago and he was talking about it. So I assume the reason he was talking about it, because they stopped by his house, you know, sometime this year, and that went down, and he found out that Duke Energy had patented that rig that he came up with to work on this nuclear. I don't know all the terminology, but to work on whatever part of the nuclear plant that they was having a problem with.
And yeah, I would look into that one, boy.
Yeah, that's some big money.
Right.
That's some big money. I mean, it's just sad, and it's because we are in the lack of knowledge, you know, and that's what it boils down to. Because of the dollar amount, the paperwork involved, those things end up pushing us out of the whole situation and kind of leaves us like we're in handcuffs almost, like we can't move forward. So it's important that we have people like Miss Whitehead who can, you know, kind of give us some direction
And it's important that when we do find out the information, that we share it with people. You know, I'm not really sure why we are so hesitant in sharing information with each other, but we've got to stop that, you know, because if we're not informing each other of what we need to know, then where are we supposed to get the information, you know?
But to that, to right. that, Sister Cece, I mean, everything that's in my copyrighted manual is for free on blacktalkmediaproject.org, one of the tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
And well, but here's the thing, though. I mean, it's free for those who can find it or who I tell where it's at. And but I do also sell the manual. You know, I sell it for like $10. It's just a little PDF manual. When people contact me, they come across a YouTube video or a little short amateur commercial I did, and they'll come across and they'll order this stuff from me. So I give it away to certain people, you know what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with sharing information, but at the same time, there's nothing wrong with first copyrighting and protecting that information if it's intellectual property, and then sharing it freely with who you will and charging others.
Right.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that because it's your stuff. You can share with whoever you want to, you know, and you can charge whoever you want. But we just have to figure out this whole thing with, I mean, I don't know. Is your YouTube channel, is it a, it's not a pay channel at all?
No, it's just a regular YouTube channel. I got one okay. under my name, and then I got one for the network. But the one under my name, I have, you know, tutorials under. They're unlisted, and I don't have a whole lot of subscribers. But, again, where she comes in, because somebody else had reached out to me because I had asked this question before, and I got to get to it. I'm just so busy. But I believe, just like how if you play some copyrighted music and you post that to YouTube, the way their system is, it will detect that. And then people will put claims on your video content, and then any ad, and then they take control of the entire content. I don't care if you just share 15 seconds, 10 seconds. Mm. If the system detects that, then those people come and they put a, they could either delete your video or they could leave it up and then monetize it, and then all the revenue from the ads go to them. So that's wow. what I'm saying. So I got a technical manual where it's written, the instructions are written. Then I got a DVD where you can see me actually putting the stuff together and then seeing the computer, because I got permission from Microsoft. I got permission from all the different software that I use that I'm showing the people. I got permission from them to use this in my DVD, in my manual. So I'm covered there. I don't owe them any royalties. But anybody that, and there's a lot of people who post this kind of stuff about how to mix digital radio or mix stuff on a computer and what have you. It's a lot of people who create those type of videos, and they show you the little audio cards that's part of Windows operating system. Again, I got permission from Microsoft in order to use those images in my DVD. I did all of that ahead of time. And so I could put a claim on there. It doesn't even have to be exactly like mine. I'm just saying this off of what I believe, but she will be able to tell me specifically that if they show anything that's related to my DVD, it doesn't have to be exactly like it, but it's still the same concepts and the same steps or anything like that, that I could do what these music companies do to people on YouTube. I can claim their video content and leave it up and then collect any ad revenue off of it.
You being able to monetize things, I think that that's very important, especially because how you, I mean, you just offer, like you said, your stuff is free. You offer so much free information. You know, somebody could email you and ask, how do you do that? You don't charge them and tell them how to do whatever it is that they're trying.
On who it is.
Well, wait. I know. The people I know that have come to you for help, you haven't charged them. So But even if you do charge, it's not zillions of dollars. You know, it's not something that's going to make a person totally come out of their pocket to where they can't afford life. It's not that type of situation. Correct me if I'm wrong, but no, I don't think it's that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, you definitely should be able to monetize, especially with the work that you, you know, you want to be able to put that money into whatever it is that you want to do, whatever your dream is. I know you have that dream of teaching the children how to do radio broadcasting from the trailer. Are you still doing that?
Well, media centers, that's the vision of the Black Talk Media Project, is to build, just call them radio stations, but working with digital radio and video. So we have radio stations in owned by white corporations using content that's directed at our people, but it's not us that's in control of those platforms, and we're getting all this garbage content that's the self, you know, I don't need to tell y'all know that some of the garbage that's on black radio today. So that's my dream right there. My long-term vision is to compete with those places, with those stations, with our own stations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was still in the trailer thinking that we were doing something with the trailer, but then I know the trailer has some clothing in it from your daughter, so I don't know where we have with the trailer.
I just told her yesterday to get it out, because that's going to be my media center.
Right. Okay. There you go. Yes. Well, yeah. Well, whatever it is that you want to do, I believe that you should be able to monetize your brand and your product as much as possible so that you could put the money toward helping out our children. I think it's a great thing. And definitely do call Kim and get a consultation from her and let us know how it goes, because we're going to do that too. Me specifically, I have so many inventions that I come up with. I mean, I would probably really be in the money if I could get these things going, but that's, like I said, the roadblock is we get this little bit of information from people who claim to want to and be able to help us, and they really are at a standstill at a certain point, or it's a financial thing and then you're at another standstill. So there's so many things that we have to go through in order to get the project even off the ground. And I like what she talked about, you know, dealing and talking with people who have been there before, you know, somebody that's in a different position that you are. I don't want to say higher, but just a different position that you're in. They will definitely be able to help you versus kind of just being stagnant and just being around people who are, you know, in your same situation. So I'm definitely interested in, you know, hearing what she has to say to you. We'll share what she said to us on air, and we'll just have another discussion and maybe have her back later. Robert, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, she's definitely the right person to contact for that type of information. So, I mean, that's who I would definitely be getting in touch with, because that's what she does. She's that attorney. And based off of what I heard tonight, I mean, anybody that's dealing with any type of situation with intellectual, where intellectual property is concerned, I mean, you know, you go off of your gut instincts, because a lot of us don't know how to really gauge the expertise of these attorneys or whatever. So, I mean, if you're just walking in, you know what you need. But I would always say listen to the person and allow your inner spirit, that intuition, that discernment to guide you in making the right decision. Because if you don't really know what these lawyers are of any type, how truly qualified they are, then the only thing you can really go off of is your gut, your God in you, that voice that warns you, and don't hesitate or don't second guess it. You know, yeah, you operating from not knowing, from a not knowing position, but however, that sister that was on the show tonight, in my listening to her, her energy, she wasn't being a salesperson. I mean,
not at all.
That wasn't the case there at all. She has such a good positive energy flowing. I mean, you just got to allow your gut. And see, when you in business, your ear, especially if you've been in business for some time, your ear is being trained to hear certain words come from people's mouths that gives you a green light to deal with them. And there are certain words that come from people's mouths that automatically, for me, just shuts down that relationship. So,
right.
And listening to this sister tonight, you know, and I'm a critical person when it comes to dealing with our people, even though I love our people, I love us. But, however, I know that there are some wolves in sheep's clothing. And, you know, my intuition, my God that's in me, told me, hey, she's somebody that you need to check out, you know, and that's somebody that I would definitely check out. You know, I got some business ideas, and, you know, so she definitely gave me a green light.
You know, Robert, that's very important what you just said. When we're dealing with anybody, and we do tend to sometimes let our guard down when we're dealing
right.
with people who look like us. And
in
all different people activity areas, including business or economics, everybody that look like us ain't for us, and we have to be careful. I've had people try to contact me talking about a business deal and wanting to get me on the phone saying they want to work with Black Talk Radio. So I'm like, okay, tell the person to send me an email and put their proposal in writing, and then I'll get back to them. But they never did that. They just wanted to get me on the phone. I am not one to just be talking to any and everybody on the phone, wasting my time, have me on the phone for an hour. What you have to say to me, you can say it in an email, and then I'll have it in writing. And then I'll be able from that to then make my questions so that when we do talk, you know what I'm saying? I have had time to do my mm-hmm. research. So I did my research on the people, on the quote-unquote company and whatnot. And because, you know, there are tools out there. You can see how much traffic a website is generating. You can, if you go to a website and then you go to the analytic platforms to where you can get more detailed information about what their traffic is, what their traffic looks like, you can tell if somebody's pulling your leg. So why would I pay you to advertise on your website and you don't get no traffic? I'm looking at all
right.
the search engines or the analytic, major analytic platforms, and you don't get no traffic, but you won't try to charge me whatever you're trying to charge me. But then I'm supposed to just take your word for it. That's not good business. That's not good business.
Right.
That's throwing money down the drain. And I talked about this last time. You know, you do have to go with your gut instinct, and you have to, you know, like me, I was at a conference and I was very excited to be there, and your guard is down because you just trust that everyone there has your best, your best intentions or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, I ended up getting taken for $900, and it was like, I wasn't even mad. I was concerned because I knew I was going to get my money back. I don't have a problem doing that, and I know how to do it, and I did that. I called my bank, and they fixed it, you know, because I told them the product, the service was never delivered to me. But at the same time, I'm reflecting, and I'm like, these people, they're connected with these people who are supposed to be big, and these people, they're doing all these things on the internet and the webinars and the radio shows, and they're doing this and they're doing that, and you wouldn't expect that you would be taken like that. You know, you would expect that there would be some sort of conversation there, apology, something. Never anything like that. So at all times, and that's not just with our people, it's with anybody, when you're entering into business,
you have to make sure that you are following, you know, that voice inside of you that's telling you no, and proceed. Proceed with caution if you need to proceed with caution, but just listen to yourself. I think we don't do that enough. And Robert and I were actually talking about overthinking. Overthinking sometimes is a very, very good thing because it actually gives you the perspective of what could happen. And if you have that it could happen in your mind, then you could plan for that it could happen.
CC, I want to share something that you had. Well, you've told this story yourself, but just like people tell you when a doctor gives you a prognosis and you're not sure that this doctor knows what they're talking about, or whatever reasons for doubt you may have about this doctor. Well, what do they tell you to do? They tell you go seek a second opinion. Okay.
Right.
So that's the same thing we should be doing in business. Not only should we be doing background checks and checking people out and what have you, but we should be asking second opinions. Just like when CC was looking for website services and somebody told her something, and I told her, no, he's overcharging you. It's good to always seek a second opinion.
Right, right. And then if you don't like that, what that doctor said, get a third opinion until you get the answers and results that you want. This is your life, people. You need to make sure that you get what you need so that you can provide for your family and also just enjoy what you're doing. We want to thank Kim Whitehead for coming on the show tonight, and we want to invite you all to join us again next week, where we will have that Yvette Carnell video, and we will listen to it at the top of the hour, and we will discuss it. Our phone number is 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549032 pound *61 if you'd like to call us next week and join us. If you'd like to talk to us via email, we are blacksinbusiness@gmail.com. Let us know if you have any ideas for shows, or if you want to make comments on our previous shows. That would be great. We'd love to hear from you at any time. But in the meantime, we are going to end the show tonight. We thank you all for joining us, and have a great night.
Your conference recording has...